welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
The Real Atlanta Podcast.
That wasn't me, that was Taylor. Blame Taylor.
We seen who moved.
It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me out on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Anchor Breaker, Google Podcasts, everything that you want to follow somebody on, just Google or search it, DJ ATL on that website, and you'll see me on there.
And it's your girl, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, I know that wasn't it.
I don't want y'all to follow me on Facebook because Facebook, I feel like Facebook just really for like friends and family. I do. No, I be on there. But I'm saying, I post the good stuff on Facebook. You post your achievements, you know, stuff like that on Facebook and then Instagram and
so
stuff.
So you don't connect yours?
Not mine. No.
What? Shit, I be wrong with you with mine. I connect both my shit. They see it all on mine.
Mm-hmm. And just so if y'all wondering what this little...
Oh, Lord, she done called herself.
Because I'd rather call myself out before they call me out. Like, why she got that shirt on? It got a stain on it. So, yeah. So, I was doing hair today, and I was doing a quick weave, and it was a long track, and I was trying to put glue on it, and then it ended up getting on my shirt. And this ain't even my shirt, which is the bad part about it.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so. Yeah. So y'all follow me.
Have you seen anything this week that's like crazy to you? That stood out?
Hold on, let me look. Because I'm looking at my phone.
Because I'm almost getting tired of talking about, you know.
Yeah.
That shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm so tired of talking about that.
But we have to talk about it, though.
And it's like.
We have to talk about it.
We do, but it's like, bruh. I feel like it's just a repeating cycle. It's like, bro,
Well, some good news is that in the Ahmaud Arbery, is it Arbery? How you say it? I don't know.
No clue how to say
but
that
in that case,
where was he killed at?
Because
we was.
It's down there by my auntie lives down there.
It's in the south, right?
Yeah, it's in the south.
South Georgia.
I want to say.
Because we was trying to figure out. Because we was in Roswell today, and she was like, was it over here? And I was like, nah.
I want to look it up real quick and see.
It's right here. She should have.
Where was it? Some Georgia. I can't. It's known, though. Like, once I hear the name, I'm going to be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it?
Brunswick,
Georgia. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, this tour going to, like,
Florida. And what you were saying?
They charged the... the three men, the son, the dad, and then the one who recorded.
The one that recorded got in trouble?
He's in jail.
What he do?
They saying he was a part of it. Said he wasn't. But the facts and the evidence have showed that he was a part of what happened. So, yeah, he's getting charged too. I don't know if it's gonna be as bad as them.
He was the one that recorded. What he did was he followed them first, and then he told them. I think he drove past them and he told them, and they hopped in their truck and came on up there too.
And then he was recording, but he made it seem like he was recording trying to show what happened and stuff. But really, recording because of. You was with them. You with that shit too.
See, that might shut down a lot of niggas that be trying to film motherfuckers fighting and film motherfuckers doing all that shit.
But basically,
motherfuckers get knocked out and hit their head on the rock. You liable to get charged too recording that shit.
That's what they're gonna. I feel like that's what they probably gonna start doing. You recording, then you gonna go to jail or you gonna get some time too because you recording, which is crazy.
Yeah, I finna say that's kind of fucked up because. What if it's some injustice going on and you're recording? You know what I'm saying? Like something that's
and then against. That's when it would have to be investigations and stuff because in this case he wasn't recording trying to do justice and trying to do something good. He was recording because he know it was wrong. Like he knew it was wrong, but he was recording just trying to. Ain't no telling. They probably
sit
at home watching it and laughing. Probably ain't no telling. Because if you think about it, this wasn't released. It wasn't released at first.
Yeah.
But basically, they're charging the three men with murder associated with kidnapping. So.
Because they tried to kidnap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were trying to.
Well, kidnapping is anything where you are moving somebody. I think it's like 5 feet against their will or something like that. So, in it, shit. I done kidnapped plenty of motherfuckers, honestly.
It was just lame, though, because it's like, damn, he could have. You need to be in jail.
Mama, you done kidnapped a girl before. Don't lie. If you moved her 5 feet against her will, nigga, I done picked the girl up so many times, just carried her for fun. Well, that probably went against her will, though.
She probably wanted that.
Yeah. See, now that's victim shaming. Now you victim blaming right there, saying she probably wanted it. That's fucked up.
You never know.
You shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They said Ohio creating a law where you get charged for famine, period.
For who?
You get charged with the crime for famine. They trying to make famine illegal, period.
See, nah, yeah. No, man. That's fucked up.
No, because they trying to. No, because they trying to cover them up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. What you mean I can't film? Nigga, it's my phone. The fuck? my, she's saying she needs some. That nigga like, shit, you gotta.
Trying to see if he got something.
Yeah, like,
trying
shit.
To see if he got something.
Hey, have you ever done it to it's somebody? You ever done it to somebody?
What?
Where, like, you'll point at they, like, yeah, like lip, or no. Like, you'll tell somebody else, like, oh, hey, you got something on your face. Mm-hmm. And then and another person at the time, everybody
I'm,
like,
I'm that person, though, because I'll be done. Make sure I ain't got nothing on my face. Shit. You tell her you seen it. Make sure I ain't got nothing on my face.
And y'all fucked up if y'all don't tell a person. If they got some shit around their mouth, or they
nose, or
some eye boog or something, tell that person, man. Don't have them folk walking around looking
some
crazy.
Some people, had, let me tell you what people be doing.
They'll do that shit, bro. Let you sit there with that shit.
They
on your
see
face.
You got something on your face. They talking to you, but they gonna continue to look at it.
Yes, and don't say shit.
They gonna continue to look at it. They ain't gonna say nothing to you.
Then you walk
that's
off.
Messed
and,
up.
You walk off and go to the next person.
That's and so then messed up.
You walk off and go to net person tell you, like, I just had a whole hour long conversation with this
that's
motherfucker.
That's why I be calling people out.
I had a big ass boogie in my nose.
That's why I be calling people out. I be like, so you gonna let me have this on my face? You gonna let this happen to me knowing that I had it on my face?
That
and
ain't
I don't
a friend.
Say nothing. That's who, not.
That ain't a friend. Whoever don't tell you that is not a friend. Okay?
Right. They not. Okay.
What else you got?
Speaking of jail stuff. Trey Songz, you remember when he was at that game and he ended up fighting the police officer?
Put him so in that chokehold?
Yeah, they're not going to charge him. He's not going to be charged.
They shouldn't.
He shouldn't be charged.
They shouldn't because he didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing that was worth. The police officer came and harassed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I understand him not having a mask on, but just tell him he ain't got to get up in his face and do all that extra shit, man. Just, you know.
Just be extra for no reason. Another thing, go ahead.
They just be feeling so entitled, like, oh, you not gonna respect me? Well, I'm finna put my hands on you. Like, nigga, it's a way of order. Like, if it's the same way with, like, when I was a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a problem with somebody, as a supervisor, you can't just go up there. If they don't listen to you, you can't go up and say, oh, I'm finna whoop your ass because you ain't listening to me.
You gotta be respectful.
You gotta say, hey, bro, you ain't gonna listen? All right, I gotta go get the big boss. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let me go get him. He go tell your ass. And you go listen to him. Oh, you ain't gonna listen to him? Well, your ass out the building. Or they go tell their boss. And then somebody go get your ass up out of there.
Right.
So that's all you gotta do as police. Like, bro, just handle the shit accordingly, bro. That shit
and pick your battles. Stop doing, like, they just be doing some
shit. That shit
for
don't
me.
Matter, bro. You making some big out of some little ass shit that don't fucking
too,
matter.
Too much.
Mm hmm.
So the next thing I was going to say, I guess Kodak Black got charged with a sexual assault charge. God
damn.
But he pleaded guilty.
God damn. What is going on?
But he pleaded guilty, but he only has to apologize to the victim and go through counseling. And go through counseling.
The fuck
I promise
up.
You, this is what they said.
After what he just got out with.
Exactly. Did he just get out for some rape shit? Oh no, that was
no,
gun
that was
charge.
Gun charges.
That was a gun charge in Canada.
But no, but this
man,
is,
man
but this
say
okay.
I'm sorry.
But this happened before he went to jail that
this,
time.
It's been late.
Yeah, this been happening. Yeah. But he probably what he did was probably paid the girl off. And then all I gotta do is apologize. Wait, how? I'm sorry, bye.
I'm sorry.
That's all
you gotta do. I'm sorry.
How long the apology? That's the thing. They might probably say, you gotta do a 1 minute apology.
Yeah, they probably a time limit on that motherfucker. Now he gotta go. Just picture Kodak going home writing an apology letter.
He probably do got an apology letter. Yeah,
this is Kodak Black.
And snap that shit with $1 million. Yeah, give me. You don't want me to press charges? All right,
man. Fuck that, man. I mean, that's tough. Cause rape is so gray. You know what I mean?
It is. It's
so gray, bro. You can't really.
And I just feel like nowadays it's like I don't know.
Do you know that even like
I don't even want to talk about it. It's
Drake said too much. Drake said it in the song. Even if I'm not liable and I didn't do anything, I still got to give my blood and go through all the processes of a rape charge.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically can't have sex when you're famous. Because unless it's with the same person, because if you were, like, back in the day, you could be a hoe, bro. You could be a hoe back in the day.
That's what they was doing.
Yeah, but like now, but that's how the shit coming up now. Mm-hmm. Like, they getting all these people that used to do it back in the day now, like, oh, I was sexually assaulted. And it's like, you want to believe the victim because they coming out and say, who wants to say they've been raped? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like. But you have those ones who not telling the truth. And it's like, bruh, this shit's so great, bruh. It's
okay, so I got a question.
He say, she say.
So when it does come to a famous person interacting with women and stuff like that, they have parties and stuff like that. It just be like, how can you know, like, when you go to these parties and stuff with the famous people, you know what's going on. Like, you know, no, I'm not saying drugging people and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just trying to say, you know what is likely going to happen. You're going to either have sex with, I mean, you. This is just bound to happen. This is just bound to happen, though. I'm saying, like, when you, I don't know.
People ain't thinking like that, Taylor. They thinking I'm finna go to this party, have a good time. You know, celebrate.
But it sometimes I'm talking
you
about.
You put on because some of them be like.
Yeah. Most of them be inspiring something.
Yeah, you want to be close to them. So mm-hmm. You know?
They think that's the way to get put on. But it's like, it's just bad, man. It's just bad. Like, you gotta sign a waiver. You gotta have them. You gotta. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
A lot of them now take your phones. They're like, you can't bring.
I know that's what I heard that with the T.I. situation. With the T.I.
Chris Brown
situation.
Do that.
And Tiny situation, they said that's what used to happen when they I heard this is what somebody told me that knows them.
Like I said, this is a real Atlanta podcast, so we just going off what we heard.
This is what I heard. I ain't saying it's fact.
Yeah, yeah.
But they was like they did take people's phones and stuff like that. And you can't have your phones when you are around people like that.
That's
because
smart.
It's a liability reason because they don't want.
Exactly.
Just you can
they
you
still
can say,
you see they still getting shit.
Yeah, they something somebody done slipped up, but it's just like I would do the same thing. You can't have your phone, you can't have nothing when you cuz people lie and people try to sometimes people
clout,
just be
bro.
Trying to get money out of people.
Sometimes motherfuckers don't even want money. They just want the fame off that shit. That shit is scary, bro. You got to be like
just like
you got to be
girl,
LeBron
what's
James,
girl
bro.
Name?
You gotta be LeBron James, Taylor. You know how clean this nigga is? This nigga gotta be a robot. He's the cleanest nigga I've ever met. Or I ain't never meet him, but I'm saying I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He is spotless.
Yeah, he ain't got no dirt.
He ain't got no dirt. Like, I don't, bruh, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. That's good, though.
A black man, first of all, he black.
Mm-hmm.
Married with kids.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he is squeaky clean.
And still with the same girl he was
bruh,
in high
from
school.
High school. Bruh. Yeah. Bruh. This man, either he.
We
either
found
he,
out.
Either.
He's
yeah,
really
either,
hot
either
he. Just, he probably a
it's,
good nigga.
It's two options. Either he that fucking rich that he can keep motherfuckers. So what my barber said, he probably got the same side chick from high school. And he just been banned her all since high school. Or he's really that fucking clean.
I hope he clean.
I pray to God he clean too. Because
I really look up to his relationship.
That shit is crazy. I ain't never seen no nigga like that, bro. Yeah. Even the...
Right. regular nigga.
You feel me? Like, they got some dirt, bro. This nigga is squeaky.
He ain't got no, he ain't got.
That shit crazy.
That's good, though.
That's amazing, man. Mm-hmm. I pray it's all good.
You and know still what I mean? Ain't got nothing on him. Like, he been in the league.
Yes.
How 15 years. I was about to say, That's
he been in the league 15 years and ain't nobody got no. You know these white supremacists want some on his ass.
It's somebody else like that.
Took that tweet so damn far.
Exactly.
He ain't do nothing else.
That's the good student, bad student.
What happened?
So, LeBron James put out a tweet about the one that killed Micaiah Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And he put out a tweet and said, "You're next." He posted a picture of the cop that killed her,
mm-hmm.
and said, "You're next, hashtag accountability." And they basically, Trump came after him, said he need to stick to playing basketball, and he's racist, and all this stuff. And what's the name took the tweet down? LeBron, because he was like, y'all trying to use it as hate.
And he basically trying to say he's going to be the next person to be locked up.
Yeah, but see, what he should have, what he messed up is, he said, you're next.
Yeah, that sound like you about to die.
You feel me?
So, that do sound like you
I mean, you feel me? He was pissed. He was pissed.
No, no, I mean that's what we want to believe.
That's what
we,
it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. But we really want.
Hey, man. That shit fucked up, man. Like, I feel his, because he was hurt. He like, we just got a verdict, and then we hear about it 6 hours later, another black person getting killed. Like, bro, you next, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, you next. And it's like, I get why he took the tweet down. I understand it, but he should just put hashtag accountability and mm-hmm. leave it at that.
And honestly, I wouldn't, I just feel like when it comes to famous people, it's no purpose in deleting stuff. Because once you put it out there,
it's out, bro.
People
somebody
are
screenshot
it.
That shit over.
That shit is out
you
there.
Might well
so
leave that bitch
up. I just feel like make them feel guilty it. when you really know. Stick to your shit. Stand by your shit.
Stand
like
on
they
it,
already. A lot of stuff have changed since COVID happened because of him. You know, standing out and basically saying, just look. I just feel like a lot of stuff has changed with the NBA. Period. When it comes to Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have, and I think it's coming from him because he's one of the highest paid, you know, people in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're going to listen to him because if he really, what would happen
money
if
talks.
Y'all think, if, what would happen if y'all, if y'all think he left the NBA? Because of,
I mean, yeah, it'll go on, but they'll lose a lot of fucking money.
And then they're gonna have to find another Michael Jordan, another Kobe Bryant, another
LeBron James.
Exactly,
you're right. It's just like you said, man. Leave the tweet up there, stand on that shit, and just.
But what about his sponsorships? What about?
Oh yeah, that? See, they probably was up. Yeah, take it down.
I'm gonna take it down. When it comes to stuff like that, I'm gonna take it down. But I still feel how I feel. And we know that he still feel how he feels.
Yeah,
like,
taking down
he's standing on it. Because I guarantee you, when he stop playing basketball, we really going to see
the real
him.
The real LeBron James.
Like,
I don't know. I don't think so.
People say.
I don't think we're going to see the real LeBron James. I don't think we ever going to see the real LeBron James. Honestly, I don't. He got his hand in too much shit. He's Magic Johnson in the NBA right now.
He has a way.
No, bro. He owns a school. He owns part of a team. He owns. No, bro.
He can do it in his own way. He got a film company. He could put it in.
Yeah, stuff like
okay,
that.
He could do it like that, but I'm saying just him just blatantly. Coming out and just blatantly being a nigga? Nah.
No, I'm
that's
not
what
saying,
I'm saying
that.
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
I'm saying really like activist wise. Like,
oh, yeah. Of course. I mean,
showing
doing,
that because I feel like people with money like him or even rappers and stuff. They not really showing their activist rights, if that makes sense.
I feel like with like rappers and stuff, like the older rappers, they speak up about Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. and do all that. But we need some younger generation type people. Like I ain't talking about the J. Cole's and the Kendrick's. Like we need some hood niggas that's gonna like speak up and like say, "Hey, bro, like stop killing us." Cause it's like, bruh.
But see, them young niggas killing each other. They
And they still in the street.
Everybody too. Killing each other.
Yeah, everybody white killing folk each other.
Killing each other. Black. I mean, everybody saying, killing each other. Still, you.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the only people that's killing each other. I'm saying for them to speak up is gonna be tough because the lifestyle.
It's like what they call them? People that do the shit, but then say don't do the shit. What they call them?
Hypocrite.
Yeah, they'll be a hypocrite. But shit, be a hypocrite. Fuck it. Shit, everybody is a hypocrite, honestly. Everybody do shit and say shit that, you know what I mean? Like, that's
just... I'm a hypocrite.
You feel me? Like, fuck it. Stand on that shit. We all hypocrite. We all say, hey, you shouldn't be eating that shit. But we go eat the same shit. Or don't, you know what I mean? It's... Come on now. You supposed to drive the speed limit. Nigga be speeding like a motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck that shit. I got to get somewhere.
Fuck the speed limit.
But, I just feel like they should fucking...
Who you pick?
I mean, well, we got Lil Baby. He do a good job of it. He do a good job of it. So, I can't say that it's nobody doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, I would wish that, you know, people would... And granted, they might be. I don't know.
I just be feeling like when you get money like that, when they be having money like that, my mindset, but I feel like their mindset is my family straight, we straight. They feel like they don't got to worry about.
They not.
They not until something happens to them or something happens to the people around them. And then they want, you know, us to have their back and, you know, us to... To stand
right
by them and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. But shout out to Gunna and Thug for doing that shit. That is major, man.
Yeah.
Bailing out
20 to 30 inmates
that's on minor charges.
That's good.
That's like the utmost.
They should have hit me up and be like, you got a cousin in jail?
You do?
I don't. Not that I know of. Shit.
Hey, I'll tell you, you might. But low level offenses, man, you know, they bailed out 20 to 30 people, man. That is. Yeah.
Weed charges.
They said some of the charges, bro, it was like people where they bond was more than what the crime, what they stole, or what they steal something for $150, but they bond is 10 bands. Like, nigga, I'm stealing $105 worth of shit. You think I can afford? That's how they keep them in there. And that's how they keep the tax dollars rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So what they doing is major, man. That's huge.
Yeah, that's good. That's really huge. Really good.
They said they just woke up, said, you know what, bro? Let's do this shit. Called a attorney, called a lawyer, called the bails bond people, and said, shit, we got $20,000, $30,000. Let's put it towards, you know. Because Young Thug done gave back so much, bro, that people don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
He's giving back to communities. He's giving back to, like, his people. Everybody's straight now. So now he, like, I can't even give him no. You know what I mean? He done ran out. Like, bro.
What else can I do?
Because I've helped. My whole circle is good.
Mm-hmm.
I got everybody in my circle straight. So now they starting to reach out to the which
is good.
Which you should do. Like, black people that are rich and famous, man, give back to your community. I know it's hard because you always got those family members that's leeching, but because they don't want to have to work for shit because they feel like, you know, my brother is the shit, so I ain't got to be shit. You know what I mean? But try to put the right people in place, man.
So I know you were just talking about Lil Baby. So Lil Baby just dropped the On Me remix with Megan Thee Stallion.
Keep it.
I'm fine with keeping it too.
Keep it.
I'm on the same wave.
Could have kept that one.
But he like received like a lot of backlash because
he dropped the ball, man.
He should have put like you know who I'm talking about? Umbrella.
Yeah. I don't even think just her.
No, I'm just
not even her. You could have put. I mean, for the tweet that he put out. Saying, who should I put on here? And for the uproar that it got, you should have been, the ball should have been rolling for you. You should have said, you know what? Let me get her. Let me get Megan Thee Stallion. Let me get Mulatto. Let me get Sweetie. Let me make this shit a female anthem.
Or he need to just make, he should
that
just
shit could have went, bro.
He should have just put Amaretta on there because.
No, bro. Yes, don't just put one person.
Because that's what's going to make her come up when if she on a song with the fire.
How you know he don't fuck with her?
He don't.
Okay, so.
Huh? Who is she? She's an Atlanta rapper.
She's been rapping since she was young.
She's been rapping since we were in 11th grade. She was in the 12th grade.
Didn't he sign a rapper to his own label while he put her on
there? I don't know.
Talking about,
but she said that's just how the game. She said that just how the game is, like how the rap game is.
Well, I mean, if I'm Lil Baby, I'm gonna go with get Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. Sorry.
But he could have kept her.
You feel me?
He could have kept it.
I enjoy her verse.
I'm good with the on me.
I just didn't appreciate. I just feel like I ain't gonna say appreciate. I just feel like he dropped the ball. After all the uproar that he got from that initial tweet of saying, what female should I put on the Omi remix? And all these people started coming in saying, Amaretta, Megan Thee Stallion, all these people. Go get all of them.
Yeah.
Put them on there.
Yeah.
And say, it's on me.
Because you ain't losing nothing.
You ain't losing.
You're going to be gaining. You gaining. Anything.
You gaining fans. You gaining gain respect to the women. Yes.
We love when we got all the women on one track.
You feel me? Go do that.
We like that.
So what if he just... go put them on their own song of
Omi. It ain't gonna be.
I just feel it's. I just feel like he.
Remixes.
That could work, but I don't think he gonna do that. He shot a video for this shit.
That's a lot of money. I be tired of listening to songs and it be multiple songs and then it come on and he be like, oh, which one this is?
This the beatbox.
Yeah. That nigga put everybody on that song.
And he dropping that shit like it's a real song.
He did it with NLE Chopper,
The Baby. Who else on that? She got Polo G. Nigga done put so many people on this song.
Just play the regular song. I don't know which song it is. Just play the regular song.
At this point, bro, stop playing the song. Like, I'm done with that shit. But I would say beatbox, honestly. That is one of the most creative songs that I've heard within the last probably 6-7 months.
And honestly, I'm going to say...
That shit was creative, bro.
And I'm going to say this too. I appreciate him for putting different people... Cause that's like that one song that you can do that to. Like, you can do that to that song. Because regardless of anything... no matter who you put on it, it's going to be fire. Just because of that beat. Like, that beat...
Yeah. That shit, man. I just felt like, bro, he just.
We need to do it.
The way he.
They said it's not like this, y'all. So stop doing it. It's like this, okay?
But I just felt like with that song, it was just so different. Mm-hmm. Like the way the original to when he got Pooh Shiesty on there. Those two versions are just like hands down. Just it was different. Like Pooh Shiesty coming on there just. Brr, brr, the whole track, and then you got him on there, you know, that little voice that he got. It just felt different.
I don't know. When I first heard the song, I told this to everybody. I said, that song sounds so old. Like, on some parts, it sounds like, I don't know, it just sounds old.
That shit was different, man. That shit was different. I get to him. But,
so I got a question.
I was finna talk about what Snoop Dogg said.
Oh, go ahead. All right, ask your question.
Basically, Snoop Dogg came out and said, if Tupac, you was riding down the street, you at a red light, Tupac knocks on your window, you let him in the car, he sits down next to you. He said, hey, play me the number one artist that been snapping since I died. Who you gonna play?
Since he died,
who you gonna play?
Since I was born.
Basically, he died in 96. The number one most snapping nigga that you would say, you need to hit this nigga, Tupac. You know what I mean? Like, you need to hit this guy. Or this girl. Who is it?
What? Bleep that out. I didn't want to say it. It was just a little spider.
Oh, wow. Hey,
tell me. Hey. I didn't see it.
Now I just flipped this shit upside down on y'all. I'll tell you who mine is.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It would have to be Jay-Z.
He wasn't out by the time
No,
he was out, but
he wasn't popular.
He wasn't Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I mean, he was.
Jay-Z?
Yeah. Jay-Z snap, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, he was doing like little, he was with, you know, Biggie and doing all that stuff with Big L, but he wasn't putting out shit. He was the runner, you know?
You said to this day?
Yeah, he had to put his dudes in.
It gotta be to this day?
Tupac just getting in your car? Today, he getting in your car today.
Jay-Z made his Billboard chart debut on March 16th, 1996. Ain't no nigga, dead presidents featuring Foxy Brown.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
I don't know if he was dead by then.
Yeah, he died in 96. He died early in the year.
Early 96. I think it was like March.
Yeah, then. Biggie died in 96.
But yeah, he get in your car and he say, man, play me that nigga that's snapping, man. I want to hit him. Or her, I want to hit a one. He died in September?
September.
Oh, never mind. He died late.
He did.
September
13th? No, Biggie died in March.
Oh, yeah, that would have.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say, because I just been listening to him, and I've been listening to
him. You better not say no damn money bag, yo.
Oh, no. I've been listening to him, and I've been listening to what he been saying, and he really fire for DMX. Mm. I'm going to say DMX. Because he was around. He was, well, starting to be, late 90s, early 2000s. Okay. But I'm going to say him because it's his voice, for one, that make him hard as fuck. And then it's what he be saying. Like, he really say some fire rhyming shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just fire. He was really slept on, honestly. I slept on him.
I don't think he was slept on.
I slept on him. I didn't realize how far he was until...
Maybe he was kind of before your generation.
Yeah, that too. So you kind of... Oh, all the shots you fucking throw, you better take that shot.
Well, I'll take it. But no, I feel like, well, certain songs, like...
See, you just knew the DMX. Yeah, I only knew, like, your parents told you. Stop. Yeah. The hits. But that nigga really was... And he wasn't slept on. A lot of people, you know, they knew who DMX was. They ain't wanna, like they said, he battled Jay-Z in a battle, and they say he came out like, they say he didn't beat Jay-Z, but Jay-Z gave him that respect, like, you know what I mean? So you know that mean you had to hold your own.
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
So I got a question for
you. I'm with that. That's a good pick. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
So I got a question. For people that don't check phones, is it because you believe in privacy in a relationship?
Or what?
I don't know. It didn't say what.
I thought the way you read it, it was like an or was coming. But the reason why you don't check phones because you believe in privacy?
This is a question for people who don't check phones. Are you a person who don't check phones?
I check phones, so don't ask me no questions.
You check phones?
You don't trust me?
Yeah. I check.
You check it to look, you checking to find something, or you just checking?
I have in the past, yeah.
No, I'm talking about.
Right now?
April 28th, 8:56 p.m. Okay. We doing this shit late night. Y'all don't understand.
What about it?
But,
If what?
No, I'm just saying, like, when you're going through the phone, what are you looking for? You're looking for something, or you just going through the phone?
I believe in privacy. You should have a right to your privacy. It's your phone. Mm-hmm. You should have a right to your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, is the person gonna give it? Yeah, that's a whole nother story. You know, but I would say the time that I did go through the phone, mm-hmm. it was to look for something. It was to try to find something. And like I said, I think we talked about it on this podcast before, but you do it too because you don't feel worthy.
Mm-hmm.
The person that's looking through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel worthy of the love that you are receiving. So you say it has to be false. It has to be a false narrative. It got to be a reason why this person can't love me. Mm-hmm. This person can't like me this much. This person can't, you know what I'm saying? So you putting the self-doubt on the other person. Mm-hmm. So you inflicting all your fears and all your, you know, the way that you feel onto them. Mm-hmm. Because you like, you saying like, I'm not worthy of your love, basically. Mm-hmm. And after you get out of that stage and that point of self-doubt and self-unworthiness, I would say, you understand that you don't have to do that. Because what's done in the dark shadows of the light.
Do you feel like people really trust people 100%?
No, never. Hmm. Never. I don't think that ever. 100%? That's tough, B. That's tough. Now, I can tell you one thing.
You just called me a bitch.
Where are we going?
That's what it sounds like he just said.
That's tough, B.
I said B.
I know you said that.
I don't even know if I can talk about this.
I already told you.
You told who? Me.
Yeah, but I ain't tell the
but
world.
She
ain't
tell the world.
But just say that story. You don't gotta say the story. Just say it.
But so basically, a woman came to her and said. Yeah, we can bleep.
You
shit
about
out.
To tell?
I'm saying I can bleep shit out. I can bleep out the grandma. They won't know it's a grandma. They don't know it's a story. But so she came up to her and she said, "I got something to tell you about your husband." And she was like, "But you can't go tell him though." And she was like, "Well, don't fucking tell me. If I can't go to the person, it was obviously a person that she respected." Enough to, you know, like, hey, you keep that. Because mm-hmm. I feel like if it would have been somebody like you don't give a fuck about, you'd be like, shit, tell me. And then, nigga, I'm finna go fucking tell. So it had to be somebody that she respected enough to not go want to do that.
Go but behind you feel her like.
Back. So she, for you to say not to go tell me, that's trust. That's trust at the utmost. Because anybody to this day, you let a motherfucker come to you and say, hey, I got something to tell you about your significant other. But you can't go tell them. Shit, tell me what it is. Shit. What's up?
Yeah, tell me.
It depends on the person. You know what I mean?
Tell me.
You feel me?
I just want you to tell me just so I can see if that's what they
what
get.
It is.
No,
yeah.
I want to see what it is, and I want to see if that's if that sound like the person that I know.
See what I'm saying? For you to say, don't even tell me, you keep that shit? That's trust.
So do you feel like people will you can say don't say something and then they still say it? Do you feel like people can be trusted when you say that to somebody? For instance, if somebody was to tell me something and they say don't tell this person, do you feel like not don't tell this person? But they say, don't tell nobody. Yeah. Do you feel like people really do keep that?
I do. I know a lot of shit about a lot of people that I do not speak about.
Well, if it's about me, you need to tell me.
Can't speak about it. You feel me? Like, you know, I know shit that you done told me that you ain't tell me to tell nobody. I got shit that, shit, I tell y'all shit I don't want y'all to tell nobody. Can't nobody just walk around and not tell nobody nothing.
Yeah.
They got somebody they confiding in. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, either you got to trust that person with what you telling them or not give a fuck if they tell people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only option you really got.
But I just feel like when it comes to certain stuff, you can tell somebody don't say nothing.
Yeah.
But people still will say something.
That's why I said you got to either not give a fuck.
I just feel like if you are talking to somebody, I just feel like people don't 100% keep your secret.
Yeah. Now, where I
they
fuck
not
up,
finna keep your secret.
Where I fuck up is, like, I tell somebody a secret. Like, I did this to Mike and D years ago. And my mama still bring this shit up. I did it to Mike and D. So I told them something that was personal. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I didn't want to get back to the rest of the family.
Mm.
And they kept it a secret. You know what I'm saying? They ain't tell nobody for months. They ain't tell nobody shit. But I went back and told their parents. you know, oh, yeah, they knew.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
You're getting
in trouble, nigga.
But, yeah, so I went back and told their parents, like, oh, yeah, shit, I got this, such, 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 such. And then they were like, what?
What's the secret?
So they like, yeah, so what? What's up? What's up? So I'm like, oh, shit. And you ain't tell nobody? Well, I told Mike and D. What the fuck, y'all? You know, so then they got in trouble. So now I'm like, fuck, you know. So
yeah, you can't tell.
You can't tell. You can't tell. You can't tell who you told after you told them to vow to keep a secret. That's fucked up. But like I said, the same people that you know, you don't want to find out shit. Like some people can't hold water. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like she can't hold shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't never tell.
Bro, they told what my mom said a story. What she said, she told my auntie Gwen told grandma a secret, and then grandma.
Your mama told her.
This was Auntie Gwen. This is the one with Auntie Gwen. I know the one you talking about. You talking about another. But Auntie Gwen told my mama a secret. No, told grandma a secret, and maybe like 2 weeks later, grandma called Auntie Gwen and was like, "Hey, I got something to tell you, but don't tell nobody."
She told her heart secret.
So you know she telling other people.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody I told you this, but you know she can remember who the secret was about. Hey, what the fuck? You done told my goddamn secret to myself.
Yeah, that's how my grandma
is.
You
know you can't hold on.
That's how my grandma is. Like when something happens, she gonna call everything. You know this happened. All right, grandma, I'll talk to you later.
They love. Well, yeah. When you get older, you don't give a fuck no more. You just be like, fuck it. I got two more things that I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. The, what's her name? First, I want to talk about Steve Harvey and what he said. Do you believe male and females can be friends?
No.
Platonic friends. Mm-mm. You don't. So you don't feel like if, just say 5 years from now, you and my mind together. Mm-hmm. And he is doing business with a girl, and they just met, and it's strictly platonic. No, I mean nothing. She's she's not even attractive.
They don't give a fuck.
Like, bro, we can't win. So either, like,
all it takes is a good personality.
Okay, so you
hanging
agree
around
with,
somebody
you agree
for,
Steve
for a minute.
So you agree with Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
You agree with Steve Harvey?
I don't know what Steve Harvey said.
Basically,
what
he said female. He said every man, if you allow a man the room to creep in, he's gonna do it eventually.
Oh yeah.
So you can't have no male and females can be friends.
I agree with Steve Harvey to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I feel like. Old friends foundation is already there.
Yeah.
And I've seen it.
Okay, so.
Fine. New friends? Okay. No.
Okay, so.
I trust my nigga, but I don't trust these bitches.
You can't say that, though. If you trust your man, you should trust your man not to do anything.
I feel like the friends you already have, the girl friends that you
Yeah, the people had. You already have, then it's like you can't really.
Why I can't move freely to have new friends?
You can have new friends.
But not like, they not close friends. They'll be associates.
I'm saying like, yeah, I'm saying they call me by business and what?
Business, sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a friend. What else will we be talking about? What else will we be talking about? No, because I'm trying to understand.
That's not a friend.
That is a friend.
No, it's not.
That's a partner.
I think so.
An associate or a business client, a business partner. Mm-hmm. It's not a friend.
But it can grow to being a friend.
Let me just say this.
I'm saying I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it.
Okay. So let me just say this. I feel like as we get older, things are going to change.
Exactly.
We're not going to have the same friends that we had before. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet new people. All that's going to happen. But I just feel like you got to trust your partner and just pray to God that they ain't going to do shit.
All right, so
it's just hard. This shit just
it's
too much. But honestly, let me just say this. My my stepmom used to date this dude in high school or whatever, and she later on down the line they became friends and stuff because they both went their separate ways. They you know and stuff, and we used to have stuff at my daddy's house, and he would come. She would invite him, and he would come, and my daddy was cool with him.
Now, see, that may be different because did they all go to school together?
No.
Ah, fuck. I tried to help you. I was thinking, like, maybe they were cool,
but then
too.
He later died, though. He died, like, probably, like, 5 years
ago. Yeah, put a damp on that story.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah, she was sad about
that. You feel me? Not one that you've dated.
I don't
know,
fuck, who is
he? Exactly. Honestly.
You don't want them to slide that back, though.
Okay, so all the friends that you have, you gotta drop.
No, I said I'm okay with.
See, it's okay when they do it.
I said no new.
Okay, so the friends that I have, all the friends that I have, I'm good.
I'm fine with them. All the friends that you call your sister, best friends, whatever. Desiree, she could come over, hang out with us, all that together, all three of us. however.
So let's put it like this.
No.
You go home, and I decide to go hang out with Desiree. Me and her go get lunch together.
No.
Why not? You get to do it.
No, I don't.
You go home and you chill with Bobby, or you chill with.
I have not. Bobby's in Texas. I have.
But I'm just saying. So you wouldn't go there. You said you would go there. You said you would go to Texas and spend the night. You would feel comfortable spending the night with him and his wife. Yeah, he married.
I said I wouldn't feel comfortable.
So, I'm cool.
I said I would get a hotel. I said I would not do that. I said,
but
I
you
had his house before in the past. When okay. We were younger, but I said, but now that he has a wife and I'm with
okay.
him, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't feel like okay. that's proper.
Okay.
Not that
okay.
I don't feel comfortable. Yeah. I just feel like it's improper. I feel comfortable. It's just improper.
Taylor, do you have male best friends?
I have a male friend.
A male friend?
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
One friend?
Mm-hmm.
But he's on the other side. He can come in the bathroom with you.
No. No.
Maybe I'm talking about the wrong person.
I've been friends with this dude since high school.
Oh. So you you a hypocrite.
Friend. No.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Friend. She agreed with what I said.
I agree with what she said. I said old friend. Yes. He's an old friend. So I've been friends with him since high school.
I might have lied. I think if you wanted to go to lunch with Desiree, yes. That's your, you say that's your best friend?
Yes, Desiree.
Because I would go to lunch
she's
with
Bobby. Married.
Whatever they say, it's just
she's
Desiree.
Because I would go to lunch with Bobby.
She's married with four kids.
Name some other friends? No, don't name them.
I can't go to lunch with Dominique?
Yeah, because she's gay.
Let's bleep this out.
I mean, shit, Dominique knows she's gay, shit.
Right.
But, yeah, okay, so your male best friend, so...
That's not my best friend.
A male friend.
He's like a brother.
So he more than a best friend. My Mike, are you okay with this shit?
Yeah, I don't care.
See, okay, but if he had it the same way...
No.
It's not okay.
Nah.
What you mean?
If he had a female best friend since high school.
He don't have one.
But I'm saying if he did, so you would not.
Did.
Oh my god!
No,
see how that shit work, bro.
I can't control it, but I just feel like I gotta be boundaries. Like you just gotta. I ain't that mature yet.
I feel. Hey, at least you honest, goddamn. Like shit. I ain't there yet.
I can't handle.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's the.
I can't handle.
That's maturity in itself. That's maturity. Saying, hey, I ain't there yet. I'm just not ready.
That's maturity. That's pure stupidity. If you think that your man's gonna get a new best friend, fuck out of here.
That's not what it is.
She on some other shit.
I'm just saying, like, ain't no new friends, okay?
Naja, we not talking about that, sis.
But we need some more mics and cameras,
bro.
We really do. Hey, that's next, bro. Oh, God, that's
but
next.
But, yeah,
fuck. I forgot my fucking point. Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. Like, women are fucking just gotta have it y'all way.
Because I feel like, okay, let me just say this. I feel like when it do come to a woman having a best friend as a male, we have more self-control.
Yeah, we control the
situation. Bullshit.
We control it.
You even said that yourself before.
Y'all think y'all do.
No.
Before a man can, whatever.
Y'all can, but that don't mean
you can control it. You control it. What I'm trying to say is
you can't put it into another woman's hand.
Exactly.
She's controlling it in that moment.
Exactly.
No, y'all thinking about it wrong. No, y'all taking it wrong.
It's on the flip side. All it takes for a female, all it takes is for you to just to make a move on her. And y'all gonna be fucking
But then that comes back to the man. I have to make the move.
And then another thing about y'all niggas, if she makes the move,
you gotta trust your partner.
And then, you know what the bad part about that is? Let me just say this: if a male best friend tried to make a move on the girl best friend, we would say something to y'all. On the flip side, y'all ain't gonna say shit. Y'all gonna play that shit cool. Y'all ain't even gonna tell us, and I not even gonna say anything about what she done did.
Cause
y'all already know that that shit finna be cut the fuck off when we find out what happened. Hey, y'all ain't saying shit. Cause honestly, honestly, if we not attracted to our male best friend and they was to try to make a move on us, we gonna tell y'all. Cause we gonna be like, oh, we not fucking with them no more. But that's only if the girl is attracted to her male best friend or find any, you know, attraction with them, then that's different. But
I don't know. The best lies on earth are all women.
I ain't
you know I'm right about that one. Y'all got them.
I don't lie. I just don't tell the whole story.
That's the best. Niggas gonna lie all the way out. We gonna try to change the whole story. Then we gotta remember that shit.
Your face and
then we gotta remember the lie. Then that's what we fuck up. Y'all a goddamn tell half of the truth, and then keep the other half to yourself.
Let's just say I'm not mature enough to handle if my boyfriend was to get a female friend right now.
I feel you.
So your best bet is just to keep him from me. I'm just playing.
Damn.
Don't do that.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm not that mature.
What's up with the toilet shit?
What toilet?
Why do we need? I'm gonna ask Mike. Mike, what's up with this toilet shit with women? Why do we have to put the toilet seat down?
I think Mike does a good job.
Because he live with fucking three women in the house.
He knows.
Why?
That's a blessing.
I don't know.
Why? Like, I've asked every man that I ever know. I've asked every man.
Be bullying me.
I've asked every man. I said, why? What's the reason? I don't know, bro. Courtesy. Yeah.
Let me tell you why.
What's the fucking courtesy?
Let me tell you why. Even though I do this anyways, I always shake the seat before I sit down anyways.
Which you
but
should.
Sometimes we want to come in the restroom and just be able to sit down on the toilet.
Why? Sometimes
in the middle of the night.
Sometimes I want to be able to come in the restroom and just pee.
You can pee. You can pee.
How?
Because it's still a hole right there. Okay,
so what you're saying is I can just pee through the hole. No. I can just pee through the hole. That what you're saying? That's cool?
You
pick up the damn seat.
Why?
Just be courteous.
Why?
Because.
She's just like ladies.
What do you mean? No, it's equal. Y'all want equal rights with everything else. Y'all want to play football, basketball, soccer, golf. Y'all want to do everything that we do.
Listen,
y'all want a goddamn fixed car.
On the back of letting the seat down, the seat just need to be down.
Why?
Just because, say when we have our periods and stuff.
I think she mean like all the way down, like even the toilet seat cover.
No, I'm not saying No, I'm talking about just the toilet.
Okay.
Just what is that called?
The oval. Shit, I don't know. The seat.
Yeah, the seat part. Having the toilet seat down. I'm saying, okay, so when we have our periods and stuff, we want to just be able to sit down on the toilet.
Why?
Without having to pull the toilet seat down.
Why?
I don't know.
Comfort.
It's comfort. Yes. Yeah. So why I can't have the comfort of just coming
because
in and peeing?
You don't sit down and pee, so you're not comfortable from the beginning. You don't go to the bathroom to be comfortable. We get to sit down and be comfortable.
No, that's fucking bullshit.
So you automatically uncomfortable. You walk.
No, it ain't. Standing up is comfortable. If I get to go in the bathroom and just release, I'm good. So the plan is from here on out, I want 1, 2, and 3. That camera can't see. I'm going to put that shit on me real quick. I got something to say. This is what it's going to be.
All right, y'all. We're going to wrap up the Real Atlanta podcast.
This is what it's going to be. From here on out, put both of them motherfuckers down. Put the old the seat down and the top down.
You
so
petty.
We both
You petty.
Petty.
I like that better than having
petty as fuck. We both gotta do some work when we come in.
Y'all gotta do double work though.
Hey, y'all don't listen to me, man. Hey, your girl might leave your ass. Don't listen to me.
I think we solved a problem by having two different restrooms in the house. Not this house, but I mean when you get
not if it's in the master. If it's in the master.
They have masters to where it's two different bathrooms. They have the ones where you have the little thing that clean.
Oh, see, yeah. That was you.
And then
you
they
mean.
Have
that
the one they have
that's a lot more work,
different
but.
Stalls.
But the one that clean your booty hole?
Yeah.
What's that called again?
It's called a bodega.
Something like that.
Something like that.
The boudet or something?
Yeah. Boot.
All right, but let's go to the last thing. Steve.
Okay.
Not Steve Harvey.
You just
I know my got it. No, not Steve Harvey. Yandy. You seen what she going through with
oh,
that DC?
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up.
You think that's fucked up?
Yes.
Why?
This girl, for one, he ain't been to jail one time. He done been to jail multiple times.
Yeah.
And for him to say... That's the man. That's that man shit. Though.
She asked the question.
What? So basically.
Exactly. You're right. So
basically.
You want to go?
Yeah. So basically, Yandy, she from Love and Hip Hop New York. And she was with this. Well, she is with her husband, Mendeecees, or whatever. And basically, he has done a lot of fraudulent stuff and stuff. So I want to say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, he got sentenced to like 4 or 5 years in jail. Mm-hmm. And he basically she held him down from day one, even before he went to jail. She always just held him down. And even before then, he done went to jail before then, like, for a long time, like a year or two or whatever. So this time, he went to jail for four or five years.
He had other kids and everything.
Yeah, he had other kids and everything. While they was in a relationship, like, she...
Yeah.
Honestly,
they said that she was a side chick at first. That's what they said, but... Well, she ain't claim and said that, but that's what they said. So basically, she asked him, if I was to go to jail, would you ride for me like I ride for you?
Get a context, though. She asked in front of people. She asked. It wasn't like a intimate question. It was like they were sitting down like on a fucking podcast, and she asked him the question. So the nigga said, let me be honest, which go back to my point. Men, you cannot be brutally honest with a female.
No.
You can't do it.
I don't even
you
feel
do
like
it,
that's just being
telling
honest.
The truth. He's being truthful.
I don't feel like that's being
honest.
He didn't say I can't do it.
He didn't say I can't do it. He said, I don't feel like what you did, I'm able to do that.
Which I can respect that.
Exactly.
I can respect that, but it's just still fucked up. Because for one, that just shows you how much women be down for their men. And clearly... He don't feel that's fucked up though.
He was taking care of
her. Huh?
He was taking care of her.
No, the fuck he wasn't. She was taking care of herself.
Talking about why he was in jail?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
She been getting her no.
I mean, he,
I feel like she had. Well,
both,
I mean,
they both
from fraudulent money, but I feel like she's the bread. She the bread. She
might
getting.
Be the bread winner.
Yeah, she's the.
Yeah,
because
she was managing Dipset.
Yeah, she done. She done.
Diddy, like
she
the legitimate.
Yes, she done. She was managing Jim Jones. Mm-hmm. Like
she
gets money.
She doing it. Yeah.
So, but I just feel like.
I mean, I feel like, bro, he did the thing that men should not. Do
no, he
be truthful.
Environment.
She put it on him.
Okay, but you gotta lie in front of everybody.
You feel me? And then go home and be like, baby, look, this what happened, right?
I don't even want that shit.
What you mean?
Don't exactly. Lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Yes, we have to. Cause y'all can't take the brutal truth.
Either way it goes, it's
y'all can't take it, bro.
He could just not answer that question at all and say, "Hey, that's no. personal." I think that's something.
Fuck that. Then that's gonna look even worse.
Stupid. Yeah.
The shit is bad. Either way, if he wasn't to answer it, and then his answer, that
man,
shit is
he
bad.
He should gave the answer like my mom said. She said, "Hey, you know." Yes, baby.
That might have hurt her, too. And when she got home, you tell her the truth. Like,
but I'd rather do it. Don't do it in front of the public eye.
Yeah. That was the worst part.
But like Nia just said, she told me this when I thought about it. She said, would you prefer him to be honest? And so, you know, if you ever go to jail, you know he not going to be there. So, you can now you can move differently. Yeah. Instead of you saying,
that's
hey,
supposed to be your,
you feel me? You want him to be honest with you. Yeah. Like, I'm being honest. Like, I don't think I can do that shit. You're going to have to do something else. So, now she know, like, damn, I'm in jail now. I got to call my mama or my sister. Or, you know what I mean? I got to do different things. I know this nigga ain't. Instead of you going to jail thinking this nigga going
to
ride for you.
He gonna have
and then
to,
he don't.
He would have to break it down for me.
He fucked up. He fucked up.
That she probably, I don't, I'm not incriminating her, but I'm sure that at some point in time, she probably helped him
of course.
In some type of way.
Hey, yeah.
You know, performing the activity or whatever.
Hey, yeah.
So
he like could have did the time.
She could have got time too from helping.
And he felt guilty, and I mean, she felt guilty and was like, "Let me stay here because I did play a part."
Okay, but no, I'm saying it's bad on her part because she even helped him, and he still said he wouldn't have did the same thing for her.
Yeah, I feel.
That happens a lot. A lot of women get locked up for helping their boyfriends.
They get more time than the motherfucker that they go to jail and the nigga don't even go to jail.
They wouldn't do that for you, sis.
That shit lame as fuck. You do the crime, do the time, goddammit. Last thing before we wrap up. Last thing. I swear. This is the last thing. You got pissed off about that one?
You just made me
mad. Okay, so this is a hypothetical question. God forbid this ever happened. Your significant other, he has a disease where he has to get his penis surgically removed.
Mm-hmm.
How long you staying with that nigga? He has to get his penis surgically removed.
Can we get the sperm out of it first?
I mean, you can get the sperm, you can make children.
Just so we could have a kid.
He can't do, you can't do shit else with it. Throw it away. Throw the whole dick away.
That's too much.
How long you staying with that nigga?
Well, you gonna leave me if I go to jail, so it don't matter.
He didn't say he would go.
I know. But,
They gone.
They gone, bruh.
And drop a heartbeat.
No, your mouth still works.
Yeah, your mouth and then dildos and shit.
That's,
that's the thing.
Are you gonna be okay with that?
That's the issue.
We can't. I can't have kids. I'll get
You can still get your DNA.
Your DNA. I can
put a DNA.
Hey, like a nigga, like the comedian that said it.
If we lose our pussy, y'all gone.
Like the comedian said that this question. That nigga said, "I give any man 2 months." 2 months. Nigga hitting the dough, boy. You ain't got no pussy no more.
Exactly.
What are we doing here?
Exactly. You see how us women, we try to still make it work and try to go around before even leaving. Before even leaving.
Why?
Wow.
Because you're more than just a penis.
Right. We don't look at y'all like that.
I feel you, but shit.
Wow.
Hey, at the end of the day.
Y'all, fuck these niggas. Don't get you a nigga. Fuck these niggas. Fuck them. This how they treat y'all. This how they treat us.
I love you. I'll be there. I send a text every now and then, check on you.
Don't text me, motherfucker.
How you doing without your life?
But they don't understand. We have other things that work.
All right, on that note.
Don't cut it out.
Done.
Y'all knew what I meant.
DJ and ATL, follow me out. YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, follow me out.
Get your pocket pussy.
Or the flag light. All right,
Instagram, Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.gooseby, Facebook, Twitter. And also, we say this every week, and I'm going to be serious today. Can y'all please make sure y'all follow us on Instagram? I'm just playing. Y'all better fucking follow us on Instagram at Real Atlanta Podcast. Follow us on YouTube. All them other platforms,
Spotify,
Apple Music,
Twitter,
Apple Podcast,
Facebook,
Apple Podcast.
All
that
SoundCloud,
stuff. SoundCloud,
all of them.
Tell everybody to follow us, okay? And we out.
Yeah.